following is a paid program that does not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of RR Radio Corporation.
Welcome, everybody, to the second hour of Journey to Wellness Now. I forgot to give the date. This is Saturday, January 24th, 2009. And as time moves on and we're living in this new millennium, or I'm calling it a new millennium now more than anything because of the administrative change that we've had in the country, which has become a change in the world, no doubt. All my life, I don't think I've ever seen such a groundswell of energy across the globe to wanting things to be different. So clearly, all the countries of the world today, Howard, are experiencing the necessity for change. The economic crisis is not just occurring in the United States. It's across the board, everywhere.
So that expression, shift happens. I said it slow. Shift happens.
I like that. Is very real. Here's a real interesting news item I just got, and I know Estelle will find this fascinating. It says, this came from Olivia, who always sends me these amazing stories to Howville. She goes, this is a story about a woman that is, well, let me just read it here. Below is a link to a page that describes how, and I'm going to put President Obama, because he is now, is putting an organic vegetable garden at the White House. A local woman is currently in first place to become the White House gardener. She started a farm in Orteen and gives all the food to Pierce County Food Banks. This is Washington, Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
She's a wonderful woman, and if you want to vote to support her, well, there's, when you go to the, interesting,
no,
which in turn has been associated with a greater risk of dementia. So there seems to be that type 2 diabetes has a greater risk of dementia. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
So I didn't know about that link. But that if you're drinking the coffee, that would have a greater reduced risk of type 2 diabetes, which has a greater reduced risk of dementia. Isn't that interesting, Howard?
It does something to the synapses, I know, in the brain. When you drink coffee, you're more quick.
Well, it also says that in animal studies, the caffeine has been shown to reduce the formation of amyloid plaques in the brain. One of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's also called misfolding protein, you know, which, I don't know, I have mixed feelings about that, because when I wrote the book on polysaccharide polypeptides, which is the Vita cell, okay, it keeps the protein from misfolding, which helps slow down, because we did a study on that.
Well, Howard, that's a really interesting point. Aren't there other things? That's another thing. Where is it contraindicated as opposed to this? But, Howard, aren't there other things that you can use to help with dementia and brain plaque, et cetera? And if we don't know right now, we'll get back.
Well, even one of our advertisers, the VitaCell, that's an excellent product to take. You know, I have mixed feelings with the caffeine. We're getting close to a commercial, so I'll keep quiet because I want to talk about this other news thing, too.
Well, it just says that, and I know Dr. Nair is on the phone, and she loves listening to our health news. Aren't you there, right?
Hi, Marcy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi,
so,
hi,
listen in to the news, and if you want to jump in anytime, go ahead. So, this is a was a story, Dr. Nair, that a 21-year study in the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, mm-hmm, with caffeine and a strong reduction in Alzheimer's disease for those who drank 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day. A
uh-huh.
strong reduction. And then reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes, which seems to be associated with a greater risk of dementia. So they also noted that previous studies have shown that coffee drinking may be linked to a reduced risk of Parkinson's disease. So, I mean, this is a 21-year study.
Don't tell me it was funded by a coffee growers.
I don't think so. This Karolinska Institute in Stockholm is a high-integrity research study place.
Well, then it blows the whole theory that caffeine creates acidity to the body, and they're throwing the pH off. So,
yeah. Dr. Nair?
It's actually this Karolinska study I think it came out recently, right? In January of this year, because if I remember, it was conducted in cooperation with the National Public Health Institute in Helsinki. and then was published in the journal Alzheimer's Disease.
Right, exactly.
And they did say that. They asked about, they had about a total of 61 people. I think they did a study in their 50s, and they based it for over two decades. And a lot of interviews were done, and the people were between 65 and 79 years old. And there were studies that had shown that coffee helped to protect the nerve system, which can also help to protect against dementia, and that the other studies show that coffee protects, like you said, against diabetes, which you know is being linked to Alzheimer's, together with it. So, yeah, it's too much. They say you can't drink too much, but there was insignificant, benefits in the British study that showed that drinking more than 5 cups of coffee a day didn't protect to dementia, so it had to be like less than 5 cups a day.
Are there any contraindications, Dr. Nair?
Oh, of course. There are people who can't take coffee, for so many reasons. You cannot drink for everyone.
But what this says to me, Dr. Nair, is if you do not have problems with it, it doesn't maybe create any fibrocystic disease. A lot of women will have that problem in their breasts from too much coffee. And if you're doing it intelligently and not too much, it's not such a bad thing not to...
I think because coffee has a lot of antioxidants, Marcy, mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right. But I would limit it not to 5, because after 5, the studies are showing it doesn't have any use. But drinking 1 cup of coffee a day during midlife, that might be the way to go.
Yay! Okay, we'll be back in a moment on Journey to Wellness Now.
Marcy's been vindicated.
Hello, this is Deuce from Clark's Nutrition. We have made online shopping easy and fun. Just go to www.clarksnutrition.com and find how fast and easy getting your supplements can be. Our full-service website offers e-coupons, important industry updates, and precise product information. So come find out how easy being healthy can be. Clarksnutrition.com. We're rewarding our customers with health one click at a time.
Open daily on Monterey and Dinosaur and Rancho Mirage in the Home Depot Shopping Center. Clark's Nutrition.
Hi, this is Marcy Lacey, skincare professional for over 20 years. I want to tell you about something called The Ageless Secret. The Ageless Secret is an energetic cosmetic that makes skin look tighter by working with your body's energy. The Ageless Secret is a mixture of super purified water, MSM, aloe, and trace minerals that have enhanced electrobioactivity. Better results with every bottle or your money back. The Ageless Secret is sold at all Clark's Nutritional Centers. Call 760-341-2255. Mention this ad and get a free treatment that will make your face look and feel tighter, smoother, and develop a beautiful, healthy glow. That's 760-341-2255.
Bikram Yoga is a challenging, exciting, and effective workout designed to work the whole body from the inside out. Every muscle, joint, ligament, tendon, and organ and the body receives benefits from this class. The room is intentionally heated to increase flexibility and promote sweating to detoxify the body. Be prepared to gain endurance, increase oxygenation, improve alertness, discover energy, and have fun. Bikram Yoga Palm Desert is located next door to Native Foods at 74890 El Paseo Drive. Classes daily. Call 760-776-1440. That's 760-776-1440.
Aqua Hydrate is a delicious and complete ultra-hydrating water. It is purified, has electrolytes, organic trace minerals, an alkalizing 9 pH, and is microstructured. Aqua Hydrate is bottled in an attractive UV-protected, non-leaching top-quality bottle to protect the water from any potential impurities. Aqua Hydrate is available at Clark's Nutrition and other fine health food stores.
What would you call a food that delivers nutrients and disease-fighting antioxidants, increases energy, improves digestion, soothes achy joints, lowers blood pressure, and is effective for hunger management? This wonder food is called salba, S-A-L-B-A. Salba's white heirloom seeds are the richest whole food sources of omega-3 fatty acids and fiber in nature. It tastes great sprinkling on almost all foods, cereal, yogurt, soups, or salads. Call 888 565-4321 or visit www.salba.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Journey to Wellness Now. Since Dr. Nair is on the phone with us, we'll just reintroduce her, and then we'll continue with our health news, and we'll jump from there. So, again, last week, all of you know that Dr. Vijaya Nair, leading research scientist and medical doctor, began her discussion about her new book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. Today, we're going to continue that discussion with Dr. Nair to discover several different healing approaches to reversing ill health and restoring wellness on all levels in your life and our lives and everybody's, mm-hmm. because the time is here. And it's so exciting to have you with us, Dr. Nair, because you have done the work for so many years as a research scientist, read all of these, been involved in these leading studies, and understand them in a way and can interpret them for us in a lot better way. And as you were saying, Dr. Nair, how often in these studies are they perpetuated by concerns? Like you had said, driven by the coffee industry?
Well, there's a lot of hidden messages behind a lot of these studies. You know, as Dr. Nair will talk about, pharmaceutical companies are funding, a doctor's on the board of a pharmaceutical company doing, quote-unquote, an independent study.
But when studies are done like this, Dr. Nair, aren't they a little bit more kosher or credible?
First of all, let me thank you. It's such a pleasure to be on the show with you, Marcy, and Dr. Howard. To further that discussion that we just had, it's very important for researchers and scientists and doctors to prevent a conflict of interest to say, you know, whether they have been funded by pharmaceuticals, industries or major drug companies, who's funding the study? Because as you know, once you get, you know, data can come in like thousands and thousands of, you know, data can come in different forms. And, you know, depending on where you're coming from and who you're satisfying, what we call in the industry, I'm an epidemiologist and biostatistician by training, you can twist or torture the data to fit in whatever model that you want to fit. But if you say your conflict of interest out front, you know, people know, you know, where you're coming from. It's harder to skew the direction, you know, where the study is going.
So here's another study. This is part of the news. Okay, the title is called, you'll love this one too, Can Chinese Food Cause Cancer?
Well, different types of, I think the MSG in Chinese food, the nitrosamines in some of the Chinese food that they use, too much salt, sodium, the way it's cooked in Hong Kong, you know, they used to use the stove with smoke and like what we call like a barbecue, but really causing a lot of, carbonation of the meat, blackened meat, we might call it. All that has been shown to have carcinogenic components.
Here's the study. Okay, MSG, monosodium glutamate,
yes.
A common ingredient in Chinese food, may cause stomach cancer, according to a study by researchers at the Chandra Rose Cancer Research Institute in India. Their analysis of 134 patients found that nearly half of those with stomach, rectal, and colon cancer were regular consumers of Chinese food from middle or low-end restaurants. Most of them also had ulcers, which were also linked to MSG. In 2004... excuse me, the most famous World Health Organization, WHO, declared MSG unsafe for human consumption, but is still widely used. Now, I have a list over here. If people are interested, they can call us or go onto our website at journeytowellnessnow.com, and I don't want to hold up a lot of time, but a lot of these things are hidden by other names,
Right. Yes, that's very, very true. What you just said is absolutely true, and many countries, they are using MSG, especially Asian countries, and they are disguising it in because of the taste. You get an addiction to MSG, and
right.
It causes also severe neurological, problems, symptoms like headaches and giddiness and vomiting. In the worst case scenario, you may lose consciousness.
We have a problem with obesity in the United States, and we wonder why. Why do we have that?
I just have a comment, Dr. Nair. This is Estelle, and I am a friend of Wendy's, by the way. Hello from her.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And just getting back to coffee for one second.
Yes.
There is something called Millstone Organic Coffee that you can get in Albertsons and Vaughn's and all different places. And the reason that if you are going to drink coffee, it is so very important that you don't drink pesticide-drenched coffee, that you drink organic coffee
absolutely.
That is shade-grown. Why shade-grown? Because it encourages the habitat below. It doesn't wipe out everything, and you have fields of coffee beans, you know, where you don't have any rainforest. And the other is that it is non-GMO. And why is GMO important? Is because we mix all kinds of things together, strawberries and fish and pesticides and everything else, and we don't know it without our knowledge or consent. So I want to tell you that I am, of the very few supplements that I take, Dr. Nair, I'm taking resveratrol, which is your product, and also Circumin. So, and I love them. I love them. I thank you so much. Send samples, please. We love them.
Absolutely.
They're just wonderful, really. That resveratrol is an incredible thing. I have so much energy from that, and it is your brand that I buy.
So we're talking with Dr. Vijay Nair, and the book is called Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. And I would imagine that all the years that you put together in your wonderful Jiva supplements, and you have created these products, such as Estelle was referring to. So why don't we talk about your top 7 natural anti-inflammatory and antioxidant supplements? Let's talk about what your top 7 is, and we'll go through them. Did we get into cultured soy and cancer last week?
No, we need to know that we need to talk about, we talked a little tiny bit about it, the difference between fermented and unfermented soy, and this would be a great time just to interject that.
All right.
Yes, I do want to tell people, though, when they want to get the information, the articles, the papers, we have a ton of research materials that you can read and easily download. And, of course, a lot of this information is found in my book. But the website is the www.jivasupplements.org. And Jiva is spelled J as in Janet, I as in Indiana, V as in Venezuela, A as in Apple, jivasupplements.org. But going back to your question on the cultured soy, people need to understand that the difference between cultured soy and regular soy, soy milk, soy protein isolates, like you so have been pointing out in your show repeatedly, it's very important for people to know it's only cultured soy that they should take. This is the fermented version. Because the traditional Chinese doctors, the Asians in Indonesia, in China, in Korea, in Japan, attribute their long health and longevity and health and well-being to consuming small amounts, not large amounts, 50 to 100 milligrams of 4 or 5 servings of the fermented soy.
How, when you say 4 or 5 servings, are you saying a week, a day?
You can take 4 or 5 servings a week. But the amount that you need to use is to come up to at least 100 milligrams a day.
Okay.
So it means like if you it depends on how many of the soy proteins you're going to take in with all your other things that you're taking in. Just make sure that it is fermented soy, and that's why we have created this the soy beverage in Jiva beverage.
Is that tasty? What does it taste like?
Oh, it's absolutely tasty.
Wonderful. Well, and here's the other thing is people have to realize there's just a few forms of your form, your cultured soy, your fermented soy. It would be a highly recommended form. And also maybe to have a couple of cups of miso soup a week. Is that permissible?
Oh, absolutely. But just make sure that it's not the salty kind because you don't need too much of salt to go with a miso soup. Yeah. But miso soup is good. Tempeh is good. The cultured soy. That's why we made the beverage because the beverage is so easy to take and it provides you with enough of the soy that you need in your body.
Instead of the soy milks and that, people are buying across the board. Oh, my gosh. You know, they start giving it to their kids.
Even with tofu, I learned this many, many years ago.
Blows me up.
People say, well, tofu, you know, it's healthy. They eat in Southeast Asia, and I've been over there, and they use just a tiny, tiny bit of it.
Right.
You know, we think more is better. The thing that I learned from somebody is that what is the quality of the water that the tofu was bathed in when you buy the package? Yeah.
There's an interesting, and you know, I hadn't even thought about that.
Powerful, and I couldn't get any answers from that.
Well, Dr. Nair, that is a good point, isn't it, the amount? Because if you get a cup of miso soup, you'll see, what is it, three little, tiny little squares of tofu will be in the soup and some chives.
Yes.
And yet here you'll go to a vegetarian restaurant and they'll bring out these big old steaks of it. And
tofu burgers.
Yeah, all of
tofu
that.
Turkey, yuck.
It's supposed to be much in it. You know, we don't know what exactly is in it, so it's much better to buy it yourself. And there was a 2002 study when they did the Asian American women, for example. They found that those who ate at least four servings, and remember, even if you take soy, limit it to, you know, two or three servings a week, or at least, you know, but this study showed that those who ate four servings of soy a week, but they were eating it during adolescence, and they took cultured soy foods such as miso and natto. Now, when they took it during the adolescence and adulthood, they slashed their risk of developing breast cancer in half.
Wow.
And a 2007 study of Japanese men showed that those with the highest intake of genistein and datazine through consuming, again, cultured soy foods, right, were 58% less likely to develop prostate cancer than those, you know, with the lowest or no intake.
Exactly. All right, we'll be back in a moment.
To cancer, that's what you need.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Vijay Nair and all of us here in the studio on Journey to Wellness Now. Want inner health? Healthy bodies result from healthy cells. And fortunately, there is a highly advanced product that uniquely delivers exactly what food our cells need. All natural, organically sourced VitaCell. Feed your body exactly what your trillions of cells are looking for. VitaCell, the first whole food complex with 100% direct delivery bioavailability. VitaCell is an exclusive product of Great Life International, LLC. Ask for it by name. Call today to order at 866-777-5050 or go to our website at journeytowellnessnow.com. Your internal cells are not receiving the right kind of water they need to function correctly. And this is because all water is not the same. Most water we drink cannot enter our cells, feed them properly, and remove toxins as designed. The missing link for true health has been found, and it's Kangen water. Kangen water is made only by Enagic's compact water generator, and it transforms your tap water into magic water. Visit the water store in Palm Desert today. Or call Mike Petrocelli at 760-567-8000. Learn all about how Kangen water will restore your health and well-being. That's Mike at 760-567-8000. Change your water, change your life. Drink Kangen water every day.
Hi, this is Dr. Howard Piper, author of best-selling book, ADD and ADHD Diet. There's a natural alternative to drugs. Back to balance. Back to Balance is a unique blend of amino acids, vitamins, and minerals. It is a safe and effective alternative for children and adults who suffer from ADD, hyperactivity, panic attacks, anxiety disorders, depression, and more. Back to Balance. Go to our website, journeytowellnessnow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. The exciting part of speaking with Dr. Nair is that we know that there is a way to prevent cancer and all of the problems that we face today in the health crises in the world, not just America. The fact that 98% of people walking around are quote unhealthy is just unacceptable as far as I'm concerned, and it doesn't need to be that way. And what we hear constantly with the pharmaceuticals that we're being told people should take. And Dr. Nair, you know, you're a medical doctor. You know how many doctors won't even ingest a lot of the pharmaceuticals today.
Yes, that is true.
Plus,
it depends on what the reason is. If it's for chemotherapy and a Canadian study found that more than 95% of the oncologists they surveyed said that they would not like to, or they want to take the chemotherapy.
They wouldn't even do chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And I mean, and yet they're first ones who will force you into it. So it makes no sense. It's that old catch-22 again. I was just, before you came on the air, we were talking about research I was just reading that said a great many of the doctors won't even do mammograms.
Well, we are a bad habits, poor habits. So it may be because they're too busy, or we are too busy. And I acknowledge I have a problem there too. Unless I write it down and make sure that, you know, I have my health taken care of before I propose, you know, health and well-being programs for my patients. And
Dr. Nair, could you tell us about your products? Are they organically grown? Are they produced without, and so that you know that they're free, pretty much free of solvents and GMO material?
Yes, the soy definitely is. The soy we use in Ajiva, and you can go to our website, ajivasupplements.org, Jiva spelled J-I-V-A, and it talks about the organic soy that we use is high premium, high quality, non-GMO, totally organic soy. That we use for all our soy-based products.
Beautiful.
The soy is just with soy and curcumin and cardamom and ginger. It's a wonderful tasting beverage that you can fit in into your lifestyle on the go. Uh-huh. And the curcumin capsules, if you like the capsules.
I'm taking those. How many of those a week does one need to take?
Well, that depends. If you're taking the capsules, it has more of the, each capsule has 500 milligrams of curcumin, and this is a patented researched curcumin that we're using, just as the soy is, uh-huh. and 100 milligrams of the soy in one capsule. So if you take two capsules, you know, if you're well, if you take two capsules twice a day, that is great. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be taking it for, you know, specific problems or symptoms you have, I suggest you visit your healthcare practitioner, especially a naturopath or a nutritionist,
all right.
Who are trained, and they can advise you on the dosage and what you have to do for specific.
We focus on with cancer, but your book covers over heart disease and diabetes. So
yes.
the products that you have can cover that area too.
See, she's got these great tables in here too that will show the funded grants. They had a variety of them on curcumin, for example, and they did a lot of grants on working with colon cancers and ATL and prostate problems and scleroderma. So, and Alzheimer's, that's fascinating again, because we know that's such a, I think losing your mind is just as bad as losing your body, I tell you.
Absolutely, and the wonderful studies that are published, if people go into PubMed.com, PubMed is the official...
How do you spell the first word? What are you saying?
P-U-B, PubMed, M-E-D.
PubMed, okay.
These are the medical journals that are published in peer-reviewed journals by the NIH, National Institute of Health Library.
Oh, like published medicine. Is it .org?
PubMed.com.
PubMed.com. Okay.
And if you just type in PubMed, you come to the site and you can type in, like, say, curcumin and Alzheimer's, and you will see tons of, it's more than like 900 published papers, Marcy.
Oh my goodness.
Curcumin and the various studies that have been done. It's so hard to keep up because people are so excited about use of curcumin. And curcumin, you know, is the active ingredient in turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
And the Asians have been using turmeric for centuries,
right.
You know, as an anti-inflammatory. And we now know it's one of the most powerful anti-inflammatory natural products. MD Anderson Cancer Center, which is an arm of University of Texas a Medical School, and one of the best and largest cancer centers in this country. MD Anderson Cancer Center research is showing that curcumin can be used for a variety of different cancers and in combination with chemotherapy and radiation and just as something as a well-being, you know?
And it's so interesting because people were always so afraid to do any kind of spices, and yet the spices that were put on this earth are the greatest gift that we have. And if people would just open up to them instead of the usual salt, and realize spices enhance your food, they can change everything for you. So let's go to number three, because we've done curcumin and we've done the cultured soy. And let's go to...
Number three is the resveratrol.
And
this is the one that our caller that just called in was talking about. It's wonderful. It's like drinking a glass of wine without having the alcohol in it, because resveratrol is the component, the active ingredient in grapes, in wine, that can contribute to heart health and well-being. And it's an amazing product that we have found. It gives you a lot of energy. And even just at Harvard Medical School and the NIH Institute on Aging, in 2006, it caused a stir when they published a study showing that resveratrol appeared to counter the negative effects of an unhealthy diet. Of course, this was a mice study, but the mice were fed on a diet very high in fat. They quickly developed the telltale signs of prediabetes.
I know. And you know,
high fat on the same high fat diet, but this time supplemented with resveratrol, they stayed just as active and healthy.
I remember seeing that in a book.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that amazing? I love the way you started it out. You said, how is it that the French eat a diet higher in fat than Americans? They all eat regular butter, none of this pretend stuff.
Exactly.
They and yet they enjoy lower rates of cardiovascular disease. And across the board, you don't see the obesity that we have, too. And the French eat real cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They're real bread. Yeah. They start their mornings off. Most breakfasts, French breakfasts, are coffee, bread, and cheese. That's a normal breakfast. So it's interesting that we do everything upside down, and yet we are suffering at far greater numbers. And, of course, you're not telling everybody they have to go drink a glass of wine, and now you've created resveratrol in a product that is very ingestible, bioavailable, and easy for people to take in that are not going to drink the red wine.
Is it strange for me
I
to
drink
feel
the red wine.
No,
did anyone ask? I like red wine.
The red wine. I take the pill. I have to tell you that resveratrol, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Nair, am I imagining things or because I'm happier lately? Does that have anything to do with that?
Oh, absolutely. It just knowing that you're doing on taking a dietary supplement that is good for you. And, you know, once somebody starts feeling energetic and happy that you're doing one step, one baby step that's right for your health, you know, then they can go on to the next baby step and then the next.
Yes.
And
so
that's probably
what's the next baby step on your list?
Well, after resveratrol, I love the ginger. The ginger plus capsule is absolutely phenomenal because ginger, you know, has been used traditionally in traditional foods and even now in conventional cooking, people are finding the benefits of ginger as an anti-inflammatory, natural ingredient. So we are not just having ginger, but we have ginger and we have bromelain, which is good for, you know, digestive enzymes. It's a digestive enzyme.
That's pineapple, isn't it?
Yeah, but let's put an asterisk to this, though, okay, because a lot of the pineapples, okay, have been sprayed with pesticide.
Right.
So the bromelain that you're using...
It's organic, yes.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's
thank important. You.
People need to know that.
That's amazing and wonderful.
Also, though, when you can make, when you're not feeling well, drinking ginger tea can fix your stomach up. It can help you with colds and all kinds of ailments, correct?
Absolutely. Even when I went to a high-altitude place recently in Bhutan, it's a small kingdom in the eastern Himalayan mountains.
I've been there, doctor. I have been there. It was probably the most amazing place.
Isn't it amazing? When you go to Thimphu, it's like 7,000 to 9,000 feet above sea levels. Now, I hadn't been that high. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I got the altitude sickness, which is nausea, vomiting. You would feel like vomiting, severe headache, and giddiness. Guess what? I took 2 of our Jiva ginger capsules. Immediately, within 20 minutes, the symptoms
went
away.
I don't have this. No, she's still giddy. I don't have that problem, doctor, because I'm a hiker. So I go up high a lot. But I remember Bhutan was one of the most fascinating places in the entire world. And it's so nice to know that you can take these supplements, though, and in a moment knock out, instead of the Dramamines and the things that are very uncomfortable on the system.
Right. Yes, yes. And that's why ginger is like has been used by our great-great-grandparents. It's something to quell your stomach when, you know, you didn't eat a good food or right foods. And
I'm so impressed with you. I'm so impressed with you, Dr. Nair, because most products, most supplements, we have no idea if they come, if they're produced in China. We have no idea how they're produced, whether there's still solvents in them, whether they use GMO products. We have no idea. You were telling us that you use organic products that are non-GMO. That is... blows me away. I'm so impressed.
Hey, when we get back, doctor, we're going to go into the next one because macular degeneration has become a really big serious problem and everybody wants to keep their eyes, so stay tuned with us on your now.
Hello, this is Deuce from Clark's Nutrition. We have made online shopping easy and fun. Just go to www.clarksnutrition.com and find how fast and easy getting your supplements can be. Our full-service website offers e-coupons, important industry updates, and precise product information. So come find out how easy being healthy can be. Clarksnutrition.com. We're rewarding our customers with health one click at a time.
Open daily on Monterey and Dinah Shore and Rancho Mirage in the Home Depot Shopping Center. Clark's Nutrition.
Hi, this is Marcy Lacey, skincare professional for over 20 years. I want to tell you about something called The Ageless Secret. The Ageless Secret is an energetic cosmetic that makes skin look tighter by working with your body's energy. The Ageless Secret is a mixture of super purified water, MSM, aloe, and trace minerals that have enhanced electrobioactivity. Better results with every bottle or your money back. The Ageless Secret is sold at all Clark's Nutritional Centers. Call 760-341-2255. Mention this ad and get a free treatment that will make your face look and feel tighter, smoother, and develop a beautiful, healthy glow. That's 760-341-2255.
Bikram Yoga is a challenging, exciting, and effective workout designed to work the whole body from the inside out. Every muscle, joint, ligament, tendon, and organ in the body receives benefits from this class. The room is intentionally heated to increase flexibility and promote sweating to detoxify the body. Be prepared to gain endurance, increase oxygenation, improve alertness, discover energy, and have fun. Bikram Yoga Palm Desert is located next door to Native Foods at 74890 El Paseo Drive. Classes daily. Call 760-776-1440. That's 760-776-1440.
Aqua Hydrate is a delicious and complete ultra-hydrating water. It is purified, has electrolytes, organic trace minerals, an alkalizing 9 pH, and is microstructured. Aqua Hydrate is bottled in an attractive UV-protected, non-leaching top-quality bottle to protect the water from any potential impurities. Aqua Hydrate is available at Clark's Nutrition and other fine health food stores.
What would you call a food that delivers nutrients and disease-fighting antioxidants, increases energy, improves digestion, soothes achy joints, lowers blood pressure, and is effective for hunger management? This wonder food is called salba, S-A-L-B-A. Salba's white heirloom seeds are the richest whole food sources of omega-3 fatty acids and fiber in nature. It tastes great sprinkled on almost all foods, cereal, yogurt, soups, or salads. Call 888-565-4321 or visit www.salba.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue our discussion with Dr. Vijaya Nair. Her groundbreaking book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. Love it because it's such a manageable book to read, and it's not big, and yet it's so jam-packed, just like your books, Howard, with information, valuable information.
Your book is available on Amazon.com right now, right?
Yes, it's available on Amazon. Thank you, Marcy. Yes, and you can get it in any retail health stores if you go in and ask for it.
All right, so let's talk about lutein and macular degeneration and how we can hold this off. Because if you would just take a minute, I know there are two types. There's wet and dry.
Right.
But I really can't tell you what it is. So could you describe macular degeneration and why is it becoming such a problem?
Well, you know that macular degeneration is the most commonest form of blindness for people over the age of 55 in the States. It's not glaucoma. It's macular degeneration. And both lutein and CCNthin, which is a related ingredient that we have put into the lutein, the Jiva lutein supplements, it's very important because they have traced studies with, say, 2,500 people that they did one time and followed them up for 5 to 10 years and found that the people who got the most amount of lutein and CCNthin through their diet slashed their risk of developing macular degeneration by an incredible 65%. Mm. So this is an a disease that is preventable, and they've seen it in World War II fighter pilots that they were having poor night vision. It could be improved by just taking a lutein.
We need to be more specific, though, between dry and wet, because some people will be diagnosed with dry and some people with wet. And,
yes.
And one of the two will work very, very well with supplements.
Do you think they both work with supplements?
No.
Howard, what is your experience with this?
Now I'm trying to remember because I wrote an article on
it. I thought the wet was more problematic.
The dry...
Dry is... go ahead.
No, the dry can work with supplements. The wet, sometimes the wet. Surgery, sometimes not.
Yes.
But most people end up having dry macular.
Is it a progressive disease?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so it's better to catch it before you even have symptoms.
And or prevent it.
And prevent
lutein
it.
Would be a perfect product.
So in order, I mean, there are a lot of ocular products on the market. And I would imagine you're saying that Jiva, your product, is far and above the other products, the commercial products that we can find in a lot of different stores and such.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely, because we don't just have the lutein, but we have the C-xanthin, which is vital for, you know, the combination is absolutely very, very important. And we have the bilberry, the extract of bilberry, and lycopene. And lycopene, you know, comes mainly from tomatoes, mm-hmm, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's all very healthy for improving high vision. And it's non-pharmaceutical, it's all very natural ingredients, and it's a very powerful anti-inflammatory, supplement.
Where can we buy all of these, Dr. Nayar?
You could go into any health store, and you could ask them, because we are starting to carry them in retail stores, the Jiva supplements, mm-hmm, and you could go for Jiva lutein.
Uh-huh.
And they will get it, or you could get it from our website
at
the Jiva Supplements.
And if your health food store doesn't have it, you can ask them to order it.
Absolutely, they'll bring it in.
All right. All right, so that is one of the most exciting products that you have clearly today. I think the eyes, they're so important to us, and to be able to, I'm going to start taking that immediately. You have beautiful eyes, Marcy, for those of you
who
haven't seen Marcy's eyes.
Thank you, but I want to hold on to the ability to see. I think that's just so important.
Yes, it is.
Very quickly, we've got ashwagandha and Alzheimer's disease. Can you describe that for a moment?
Absolutely. Ashwagandha is touted as the Indian version of Indian ginseng. Mm-hmm. And it has been said to have been used in Ayurvedic medicine. That's a traditional Indian medicine for more than 3,000 years. And it does two things. One, it can, you know, energize people, and the other thing, it can relax it. It's a class of herbs, Marcy, that's called adaptogens. So named because they help the body to adapt to whatever conditions it's facing. So if you're low on energy, ashwagandha can energize you. If you're high on stress, ashwagandha can relax you. And the other thing, important thing, is ashwagandha's researcher, especially recently, has been found to improve brain function in cases of dementia. And that is why we are finding it very exciting.
So do we have a cup of ashwagandha instead of a cup of coffee in the morning?
Well, you can take a capsule in a day, or two capsules a day. It'll
you
give you don't have
to,
energy.
You don't have to give up your cup of coffee. We've done that
We're teasing Marcy here.
All right. So ashwagandha, I know it's also got some very potent
antigenesis.
Yeah, I've heard that it's very good for people who are dealing with cancer. I've heard that ashwagandha can be a very good product.
Yes.
And the last one you have in there is green tea.
Absolutely. The last but not the least, green tea is fantastic. And people have been finding out that you need to have at least drink 4 cups of tea, you know, to show significant effects on your body. It's an antioxidant. And if you suffer, let's say, an energy slump, and you find that you don't have to take coffee, take green tea. And you'll find it energizes you, and the green tea capsules we are making with the Jiva contains the vitamin B complex. And you know that the synergy with a green tea and the vitamin B complex is just amazing.
So how much
right into the cells?
How much caffeine would be in the capsules?
Well, we minimized it as much as we could, but it is there. A little bit of caffeine is there.
Mm-hmm.
We have minimized it and asked for a special extract of the green tea that doesn't contain that much of caffeine. But you will feel the energizing effect just with the green tea alone.
What about the white tea? I'm just throwing that in because we do hear a lot about that today.
That's the latest claim to fame.
Yes.
Is that the early tea leaf?
Yes. And the Chinese have been using a form, they have a fermented tea called the puree tea, P-U-E-R-E-R. It comes from a very special place in China and used to cost a lot. I understand that recently there, you know, with Chinese markets, a lot of prices have come down. But there's been, you know, we don't know. We haven't researched whether, you know, that particular form of fermented tea. It makes sense because they've been using it for generations, and the people who drink it say that the fermented tea and the white tea leaves are very good.
Maybe because they're in the form of baby, just like in the grasses and the wheatgrasses and such. Maybe they're before it goes into older harvesting. I don't know.
It could be. It's also because the antioxidants is there. But they know that whatever tea you drink, whether it's white, green, or black tea, the tea is it's a wonderful health-giving a supplement to take.
Well, Dr. Nair, as always, we're just tipping this iceberg, and our discussion will continue with you because you are a leading research scientist, and we are so grateful that you're in our lives and that you're involved with Journey to Wellness Now, and we wish you the very best, continued health, and just keep us advised.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.